As a migrant crisis has continued to play out on our southern border this year, from children being separated from their parents in detention to months-long lines on the Mexican side of the line, there's one perspective we haven't heard as much from. Reverend Stephen Charleston is a retired Episcopal bishop, Native American elder, and author. And as he wrote in a regular series of Facebook musings over the summer, the irony of the recent national debate over who should stay in this country as a real American is not lost on those of us who are always here. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with him more about it and what it means to many Native Americans in this country.
As I was watching the news and the reports on the comments that were made, especially at a rally, when President Trump had a rally and people were shouting, send her back or send her home, it just struck me that as a Native person, an Indigenous person, our perspective on what it means to be here in America and to be of an immigrant status, whoever it may be, was a little different. We're sort of looking at it from a unique viewpoint.
So you say this is not actually a debate, in your view, about who is a quote-unquote real American, but it's about who has power and who dominates. What do you mean there?
Well, you know, we've had in this country, over as long as we've been a country, periodic episodes of new immigrants coming into America and the people who are already here feeling challenged by that, or even anxious, made anxious or worried by that. And a lot of racism and a lot of conflicts have occurred over the years. Look back to something like Irish immigration in the 1840s. The Irish were met with a lot of hostility. And so this pattern has occurred and reoccurred in our history. But in fact, it's really a false argument about who's the quote-unquote real American, because our whole principle in this country is that we're all real Americans and we all should be living together in a sense of equality and justice. And that's what I thought was the most important thing.
So you're not saying as a Native American person, as an Indigenous person, that, you know, you are the only quote unquote real Americans?
No, you know, I wrote it with a sense of humor in it, because I said, you can imagine a bunch of us who are Native American people, Indigenous people, that at night on the reservation, we go to a secret location, bring out the drum and start chanting, send them home. You know, that's funny. It's funny because it illustrates the fact that, well, that's right, we were the first here. Mm-hmm. But our attitude is very different. And that is, we should welcome people into our midst. We should offer hospitality and we should build community with them. That's been the whole Native perception since the beginning. And that is what we still stand by, is that we're willing to coexist with other communities. The issue is not control, one group dominating another, but democracy, people sharing with one another. And that's what's the most critical thing.
So you are from the Native American community and a representative there, but you're also a retired bishop in the Episcopal Church and sort of also plugged into that community, a Christian community. What are you hearing from people in both of those communities? Do you think that this is a controversial debate in those worlds right now?
I think it's probably, I wouldn't overdramatize it to say it's a big debate at this point. I will say that it resonates in both communities. That is, communities of faith, whether they're Christian or Jewish or Muslim, Buddhist or Hindus, there's an ethic there of trying to show hospitality and kindness toward the stranger. And so I think that's, you know, that's a very important part of both cultures. So I think it sort of arose in both cultures, this concern.
So lastly then, so if we're talking about what's American and what's un-American, what do you think we can learn from our own past that maybe we aren't learning at this point?
I think what's un-American, and that's a loaded word, so I use it very carefully, but what I'm trying to suggest is welcoming people who are looking for refuge and sanctuary, sharing all that we have with other people and giving them the right to be who and what they are. Those are the hallmarks of what American society has been built on up till now. And I think it's a very precious thing, and it's something we need to safeguard. So as we're talking about immigrants and migration or refugees coming to our country, I think everyone should remember that, well, perhaps other than those of us who are Native American, everyone was a refugee or an immigrant of one style or another. And so taking that attitude that we all can be welcome here if we're willing to share, that's the core of what I think this whole debate and discussion has been about. And that's what it should be about.
All right. That is the Reverend Stephen Charleston, retired Episcopal bishop, a Native American elder, and author. Reverend Charleston, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.